Good morning. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, 88 miles an hour. I hope everyone's having a stellar Friday morning. I'm here with Amanda and Erica. We're having a good time. We're learning lots of stuff. Say hi.
Hey everybody, Amanda here.
Hey, this is Erica.
We're struggling a little bit. I'm struggling a little bit, but that's okay. Yeah, so stay tuned for some really fun tunes and hopefully some chatter about radio things, life things, all the good things. Okay, bye.
A second to breathe, I give you all of my love, I give you all of you need. Don't worry, I'm not in a hurry, not going nowhere, I'm not going nowhere, yeah.
Amanda is killing it on the board. Ooh, let's go.
Figuring things out.
All right, we're going to play a fun little game because it's Friday and games are fun. So I don't know if you guys have seen, but I think it's Pitchfork does... Is it Pitchfork? I think it's Pitchfork. They do these like over-under videos. Well, they like will have like artists come in and they ask them like a bunch of questions. Have you guys seen it?
No,
and they're so funny. They're so funny. They'll just get like the crazy, I don't know, like Eric Andre did one, like Mac DeMarco's done one. They're so funny. They just have them come in and they ask them all these questions if they think things are overrated or underrated, and it's really funny. So we're gonna do one. And my question to you too is, do you think Christmas lights are overrated or underrated?
Ooh. To get that inspiration from the wall.
Yes, I'm not creative.
Yeah.
I think they're underrated. I think that people need to use more Christmas lights.
Yeah, because like I've seen dorm rooms where there's Christmas lights like all over the ceiling and like on the walls, and that looks so sick.
Yeah, like the more lights, the better, I think.
Yeah, definitely underrated.
Yeah.
Because also, why do people only think we can have them once a year? Like, I feel like a lot, like they only, you put them up for like maybe a month and then they get taken down, but like I don't know.
True, I feel that. I'm a fan of the Christmas lights, and I agree. I think that they should be used more than just at Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Plus, like they like mood lighting, you know?
Right.
You gotta have the mood lighting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good talk, folks. We're gonna listen to another song.
Oh my gosh.
Amanda, take it away.
I got this. I'm stalling, I'm finally sinking down.
I'm sure. Trying to find the right words, like the same anymore. You're gonna change, I'm sure. You're gonna change from before.
Let's go. Hold on. You just...
We're good. We're good.
Hello. We're back. I know you missed us. That was Erica running the board, killing it.
Way to go, Erica.
Okay, I have another over-under. Over-the-ear headphones.
Ooh. I think that they're overrated because they're usually too big for my head. And I don't know why people like them so much. I would have to say... underrated, because like they're not good for if you're like at the gym or something, like that would just be a mess. But for listening to music, like it definitely, like I like that surround sound feel, and also like if I'm like recording stuff for piano and true. Things it's way better.
My thoughts are that I think they're overrated if they're of not good quality and like true. Don't fit on your head, yeah, and like yeah. hurt your ears. But when they are good quality, they're beautiful, yeah, beautiful
that's
thing.
That's true. I was in Best Buy like a month ago or something. Doesn't matter. And I was checking out. They have these like noise canceling ones now from like Bose and stuff. They're like hundreds of dollars. It's ridiculous. But it, like they work.
Oh yeah,
it
no.
was crazy. I couldn't get over it. Like if you're trying to tune the world out, like
they do
can.
The job for sure. All right, we're gonna play more. Oh, you know we should. Sometimes I forget to do this because, you know, we log it in and I'm like, yeah, they can read, it's fine. But for the people who are listening over the radio, you don't really have anything to read. So the first song we listened to was The Lean Over by Life Without Buildings. Kind of a weird song. Kind of got that weird, like, talking thing going. They're, like, they're British, I guess. I don't know. I thought it was a really fun song. And then we listened to Amanda's song, which was...
It was 17.
Yes,
and
yes.
I don't know how to pronounce the artist's name.
I could not tell you.
I have to look at it.
It's that J. I don't know what to do with that J.
Like, Strogren? I don't know.
That was probably,
I don't know.
That was probably pretty close.
Hey, can Google 17 S artist?
Actually,
and then maybe it'll come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, last week, Will played a song by some, like, Icelandic dude, and we were... While the song was playing, we were, like, sitting here, like, listening to the phone to try and get it to, like, tell us how to pronounce his name so we didn't look like idiots.
Yep.
But...
Should have done that.
It's all
oops.
Good. So after that, we listened to Fourth and Roebling by The Districts. They're playing here at Great Scott on December 1st. Woo. And you should get tickets because it's going to be really fun. And I'll be there.
Yeah.
And then next we have a pick by Erica, if she wants to introduce her song.
This is not the one that I picked.
Oh, just
but
kidding.
I do know this song and I like
okay,
it.
Okay, well then we're
I removed mine because
this is mine. But okay.
Erica's gonna introduce
you got
a song.
It.
Yeah. So Amanda picked a great song. It's called Pools by Glass Animals.
Ooh, beautiful. And we're gonna play that in a second and it's gonna be great. And I don't know, other news. It's a long weekend.
So excited.
So excited. It's been a long couple weeks. I feel like this is a much deserved break.
Oh yeah. Midterms.
Midterms.
Really, yeah.
Life.
Wasn't ready for those.
The cold is coming, you know. It's been a lot. We're hanging in here though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And other news, in case Colin is listening, Maury was supposed to be here this morning, but he is gonna come next week. So I hope you'll listen again if you're listening now. If not, I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you. And now we're gonna play some tunes. Let's go.
Thank you.
So that song was 1904 by The Tallest Man on Earth. Now Amanda is going to read PSA.
Woohoo! Alrighty, I got an autumn outdoor exercise PSA coming for you. So, autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you for that, Amanda.
You are welcome.
It was beautiful. I guess back to the... Oh, hold on. Can I think of another over-under? I don't know. Do you guys have one?
Oh, geez.
Oh no, Emma.
Oh no. Okay. How about? Man, I just had something. This is not going well.
This is not going well.
Waffles
or pancakes?
Oh wow, stellar.
Not an over under, but
that's fine.
Just make an argument.
I'm personally a pancake person.
Ooh. Yeah, I was gonna say pancakes well because I think they're. Like, there are more bad waffles in the world.
Oh,
than bad
wow.
Guys.
That's no, so true.
No, I've always been a waffle person.
Really?
Always. Forever and always Belgian waffles. Fun fact, asked for a waffle maker for Christmas like 3 years in a row before my parents finally gave me one. That was all I wanted. But I finally got one.
And why isn't it here with us?
That's a good question. I guess I was just like, I don't know if this will work, but you're right.
We should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge pancake person. I don't know why there's a lot of places around me that make really good breakfast. Like, there's a lot of good breakfast places.
Ooh, yeah.
And there's this little place called the General Store in New Jersey. And they make the dopest chocolate chip pancakes.
Oh,
like, they are so good.
Oh, my gosh.
And they always give you so many, and I can never finish them. But it's great because I always get a second meal. So,
yeah,
like,
that's
you
true.
Know, I have my snack during
I
the day.
I love that.
It's,
oh, my gosh.
It's great.
I went to this place in Baltimore in, Maryland last year. It's called the Blue Moon Cafe.
Oh, great.
This is not it, but it's a diner in Baltimore. Yeah, so Blue Moon Cafe, and they have this specialty. It's like Captain Crunch French toast. So it's it's like the most amount of sugar you could possibly have on a breakfast food, or any food, really. And it was delicious.
That sounds amazing.
I ate like the whole thing. It was probably not good for me at all, but whatever.
But you were happy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was very happy.
Amazing. All right, well, it is 10:34. And we have lots of time left, so we're gonna play some more tunes.
I was a man in the Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Be stranger, but I don't know how. I'm going through changes now. Could spend a lifetime trying to figure it out. I'm going through changes now that have just begun. Under a purple sun, there's many reasons we are what we've become. Through changes, ripping out pages, I'm going through changes now.
knew it once, but I forgot. I'm going through changes now. We want everything but what we've got. I'm going through changes now. Maybe it's too soon under a purple moon, but I'd ride off with you in a big balloon. I'm going through changes, rattling cages. I'm going through changes now. Could be different, but I don't know how. I'm going through changes, through all of the strangeness. I'm going through changes now. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening to 88 Miles an Hour on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. It's been fun. Thanks for coming, trainees.
Thank you.
Of course, always. I hope everyone has a stellar long weekend. Keep on keeping on.